I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Marley McSweeney is a freshman at Chatham High School. She has two younger siblings and loves spending time with her friends and family. Marley enjoys to swim, play field hockey, and horseback ride.
I believe in swim casts. It was an early Saturday morning when I slowly crawled out of my bed. The moon was still high up in the sky with white fluffy snow gradually falling. I pulled on my favorite navy blue suit and my gray summit sweatshirt. My mom and I got in the car and steadily made our way down the road to my first swim meet. I started swimming competitively when I was 7 years old at the Summit YMCA. Only because my mom forced me to try it. I never wanted to try swimming because I was always scared to put my head under the water. Looking back, I don't really know why I was so scared to put my head under water. I even liked getting shots more than getting my head wet. Finally, when we joined a pool club, I attempted to swim on the summer swim team. It was hard at first to learn the strokes, but after a few lessons, I picked it up. My coach swam me all the time and told me how good I could be if I swam in the winter. My mom was a swimmer when she was younger and loved it, so the thought of me swimming was great for her. She called up her close friend and asked them all about swimming and where we should go to do it. My mom found a place and signed me up for tryouts. When I showed up at tryouts, I could feel my body shaking. I was so nervous. Afterwards, I felt as though a weight had been lifted off my shoulders and that I could do anything. Later, we went out for ice cream to celebrate. A week later, we found out by email that I had ended up making the team. So did my very close friend. I was both excited and anxious for the year ahead. It did turn out to be a long year, but I ended up loving it. I learned to love it because I found it was a great way to use my energy. Swimming was also great because I made so many new friends and I was good at it. I always got a cap from every meet or event I took part in. This was one of my favorite parts of doing swimming. Today, I have piles and piles up, and each one means and represents something different to me. The first cap I got from swimming was my Streamline Saves Time cap. We had to earn it at practice by doing the best and most frequent streamline. Every day at practice, we would do the workout, and within it, we had to do our streamlines. This forced me to work harder and try harder to get the cap. Every day, someone else would get a cap, and I would get frustrated with myself, forcing myself to swim harder and make my streamline faster, tighter, and better. At the end of every practice, the coaches would give one to a different person. I will never forget the day Coach Ann called out Marley McSweeney. I got out of the pool and everyone was clapping for me, and the smile on my face was priceless. When I got up to Coach Ann and she handed me my sky blue cap and shook my hand, I was so proud of myself for what I had accomplished. The cap shows me the importance of practice so that you can make something great. I believe in practice. These caps all represent a different meaningful part of my life and lessons I have learned along the way. I believe in practice makes perfect. I believe in life lessons. I believe in memories. If I had not gotten over the fear of putting my head underwater, I would not have gone to the pool to try out for the swim team. Without swimming, I would have never learned what it feels like to work hard to get to your goals. I would have never made friends and memories that would last me a lifetime, and I would have never found my love for swimming. I believe in swim caps.